Gather around, all you makers. It's innovation time. Welcome to another action-packed episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton, and this week we're exploring innovation with a whole new generation of engineers. What does a synthesizer instrument created specifically for disabled people, a device that wirelessly translates sign language, and a full flight control system designed for quad-rotor unmanned aerial vehicles have to do with each other? Well, the Texas Instruments Innovation Challenge North America Design Contest. That's what. My guest this week is Steve Lyle. Steve is here to chat with us about the TI Innovation Challenge. Look at the details of those top three winning entries that I just mentioned, and explore why contests like this one are crucial to the development of our EE ecosystem. Check it out. Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure.
So, the Texas Instruments Innovation Challenge North America Design Contest took place not long ago. Tell my audience more about this design contest and how long it's been around.
Sure. The North American Contest has been in existence since 2008. The real focus of the Innovation Challenge, not only in North America, but around the world, we hold 12 different design contests each year. But each of the contests, even though they may be focused a little bit differently, they all really are in place to help empower engineering students to think through design challenges and to come up with creative solutions that address issues that people face today, that the world faces today, using our technology, of course. And the students can decide what they want to focus on depending on what their interests are. This contest really allows us to see a real creative side of these students that we might not get to see otherwise. And at the end of the day, it really just helps them get their hands dirty with the technology and gives them that great hands-on experience that they'll need when they enter their future careers.
All right, Steve, tell me about the top three winning projects of this year's design contest, and why were you impressed with them?
I'll tell you, each year I say the same thing. It's like, okay, it can't get any better than this, and each year students prove me wrong. They're just incredible, some of the things that these students are, not only what their designs that they have, but what they're wanting to do to help the world be better. The three winners this year, first place went to two students from University of Florida, Gator Country. Their project, they call it Seven Deadly Synths, like in synthesizer. So that was the name of their project. And these students noticed that most musical instruments require a good amount of fine motor skills to master, if you just think about the guitar or the piano. And these students are musicians themselves. They set out to create an instrument that would be controlled using very coarse motor movement, like waving of a hand, moving of a foot, type of thing, which would allow disabled musicians to create sounds in a new way. They may not have the fine motor skills, but they would have coarse movement that would allow them to create music. It was just cool what they did and what problem they were thinking about solving, because it came from a very personal piece of them being musicians. And we loved it because it's something that most people don't think about helping to try to solve. And it used 35 of our TI chips. So we were pretty excited about it. The second place team went to the University of Texas at Dallas. They were focusing on people that have disabilities. So they designed an impressive wearable device for hearing impaired people. This device would wirelessly translate, and this is really cool, translate sign language to a computer, and the computer would deliver the message that the person's trying to speak. So it's pretty cool. So this would allow hearing impaired individuals to speak and understand, or anyone to understand, hearing impaired person. So that was pretty cool. The last project was a one-man team, also from the University of Florida, a project called Hercules Autopilot. And this is basically a completely custom-designed quad-rotor unmanned aerial vehicle, so a UAV. And it really was a pretty high-powered little UAV that would allow you to go into, or first responders to go into, a very hazardous situation environment and be able to operate and survive and hopefully help with search and rescue type of missions and that type of a thing. Also, it performs well in extreme weather conditions, those type of things. Where a person could not go, this UAV would go, and it was powered up TI technology. So those three projects, great use of TI technology. It was more than that. It was what they were trying to solve. It was the type of problems they were trying to solve, and it was really helping other people. We found that extremely inspiring.
So what do the students get out of participating in this contest, do you think?
They get that hands-on experience. They get to work with some of the best technology on the planet, and we believe it is. And that experience translates into something that they can put on their resume. They can point to their project that either they entered into our contest or they won the contest with a particular design. And we have a repository of projects on our TI website that they can certainly on their resume refer to. And anyone that has an interest in them as an employee could go out there and look at their project. So it really is about building marketable skills and demonstrating that they have taken their school learning and that they are now creating innovations that, in our mind, could literally change the world. And so they get to be able to be a part of that and enhance their reputation.
I know you talked about this a little bit, but what resources does TI provide for students participating in this contest?
Yeah, TI has many resources available for these students throughout their educational career and during the contest. And when I say educational career, literally from the time that they're a freshman engineer, all the way through their senior design, we provide various resources. For example, we have our E2E community, that's engineer to engineer. And this is where students can go online and ask technical questions or get help on issues they are experiencing with their design from professional engineers at TI. We also have what we call TI Designs Library. This is where students can view thousands of example reference designs for a variety of applications, which gives them ideas of how they could further expand upon a design or develop a new, totally new design in ways that we had not thought of. We also have what we call WebBench, and that's one word, WebBench. And it's basically a power designer tool. It's a free online tool that allows students and our customers to create power supply designs within seconds. And any design is going to need power. And all they have to do is input their power supply requirements, and it generates customized designs. And they can compare the trade-offs of one design over another design based on what their application is, how, you know, what they're trying to do, and the power requirements of their ultimate design. And these type of tools are not just available during the contest, they're available to students all during their education.
Okay, Steve, this is kind of a big question, but why do you think contests like this one are so important to the next generation of engineers?
In general, if you think about engineering students, whether they come to TI or they go elsewhere in multiple industries, you cannot replace having hands-on experience. From an education standpoint, even in K-12, there's more and more desire by educators to give students very early on hands-on experience. And this is just a great way to continue that all the way through to their graduation from college and allows them to prove themselves and show their creativity outside of the classroom when they are able to choose their project, when they are able to bring ideas to life without being instructed on what those ideas need to be. And it's so important for us as a company to get to see that from students, especially the students that we end up hiring, because we get to see them in a different light. We get to see them on their own creating, because that's what they'll do when they get to the workplace. They will be creating stuff. And we get to see that early on in this contest. And I think contests in general, whether it's a robotics competition that may be happening K-12, all the way up to higher ed, that thread runs through all of that, and that is that being able to demonstrate your creativity and innovative mindset, and it's pretty cool. The last thing I'll say, just by their design, they also show the competitive spirit of these kids.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, kind of a no-brainer, but you get to see them in a competitive environment, and how competitive are they? Because we all know the industry, multiple industries, the semiconductor industry is one of them, which is where we operate, very, very competitive. So you get to see these students and how they compete under pressure. You also, the winners were able to come to Dallas to present, be videotaped, to have exchange with senior leaders at TI. And we also get to see, not all of the students, of course we don't invite all of them in, it's only the award winners, but you get to see them present and how they interact with individuals throughout the organization at multiple levels. And you just don't get to see that from a resume, and you don't get to see that typically during just an interview, but you do during a contest.
I definitely think you're right, Steve. So it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you're a runner. You enjoy running. What's your most favorite place in the whole world to run?
Oh, my favorite place to go running. There's a trail near where I live that is a part of the trail that goes through a little wooded area, and I love that. I love the shade, the trees, the shade, for one thing, because of Texas heat. But I love running through woods on this trail. It's so pretty. I feel like I'm out in the woods, but I'm actually not. And so it's just kind of nice to just be able to go several feet away and be on that type of a trail. I run in the heat of the day, though. People think I'm crazy.
So why do you run in the heat of the day?
I love the sweat. You feel so refreshed afterwards. It just feels wonderful. The cooling down process is what I look forward to after the run. And I just feel so refreshed when I'm done. And that's what I mean, it's therapeutic. So I'm trying to think through a problem. When I'm running, the ideas just start flowing. One thing about the contest, I did want to say that the 2016 North American TI Challenge will open up in September. So we will send out a call for entrance in September. So as soon as one contest ends, we begin another one.
Excellent.
Again, like I said at the very beginning, every year I say, you can't get better than this, and they just prove me wrong every time.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Steve. This was super cool.
Yeah, well, it was great to meet you on the phone, and hopefully one day when you're in Dallas, feel free to look me up and maybe we can chat.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Now, folks, as most of you know, I am also the news editor here at eejournal.com. And most of the time, I get a slew of press releases, post them dutifully on our site, and life goes on. But sometimes one catches my eye. Double takes ensue, and even a chuckle or two. First off, I must say that I am not normally accustomed to receiving emails from Mafia News Alerts. Second, said email from Mafia News Alerts is from Project Overlord. Just let that one sit there for a second. And the subject of this pitch from Project Overlord is RimTech. Track your wheels in real time if they get stolen. Now, is this an app version of protection? Install this device, or maybe your rims, well, maybe they take a walk. And then is the pitch, which was only just a couple lines describing the product. It's an anti-theft system designed specifically for wheels and tires. The device senses if a thief has removed the wheels and alerts the car owner's phone. Okay, but Mafia News Alerts didn't offer an actual press release for me to view, or a link to click, or a phone number to call. No, I had to contact them for more information after the app went live. You know, if you want some more information, then maybe you can meet us at the alley of 4th and Broadway. Come alone. Now, maybe I've seen Scarface a couple too many times, or maybe I'm reading into the subtext here, but, doesn't this whole thing seem a little bit ominous? And did they really name their company Project Overlord? Alrighty then. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can also monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, well, Sorry about that. No, you can also join our circle on Google+. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword, EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to that EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed via Podbean or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 14th, 2015, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.